Okay. What the minister said is this in this room we have a partnership, and it's a partnership made up of you, the in French we call it les forces vives. You are the strong forces of civil society or of Somalia. We have the government, the TFG, the transitional federal government. We have the experts, the constitutional experts, the constitutional experts. And you have the political side represented by both the international community donors and the UN. And collectively, we need to find the right balance between all of these different forces. But before I continue on this discussion, I would like to talk about something else for a few minutes. And that is, Somalia represents a level of suffering that does not exist in any other country on the planet. It is the suffering of the people that is so bad that Mark has led a process that has come up with one of the biggest humanitarian appeals on this planet. And it is a country for which there is such little respect that very little money is coming to assist the people who are suffering in Somalia. It is a country that helped Djibouti gain independence. It is a country that helped Angola find independence. But it is a country that no longer exists today. And I think this is why our partnership here is so important. And this is why, where the balancing, finding the right point of balance, is going to be so, not difficult, but is going to demand so much work. I was very impressed, I think all of us were very impressed by what we were told this morning, what we have found now. The work you have done over the last 3 weeks is remarkable. And listening to the chairman before, I think if we are able with you to work together to achieve a constitution that addresses all of these points, Somalia will see the rebirth of the country, or the country of Somalia. But there are questions that we have to answer. There are questions that the partnership has to be able to answer.
Yes.
And the questions are, what will we be able to achieve by July? What will we be able to achieve by August 2011? But more importantly, what must we achieve by July? And what must we achieve by August for the constitutional process to be legitimate and of value to the people of Somalia? The other, another series of questions is, what is not possible to do? And how do we address it? For example, is it possible to have a referendum on the constitution in Somalia today? And it's not. How do we address it? How do we find the answer to getting some legitimacy for the process that we are all engaged in? Another question is, how do we avoid this constitution process becoming a political football when we get closer to the end of the transition? How do we protect the integrity and the technical value of the constitution in the process? And as we go through the process, the partnership, this partnership of four people, we also have to think, is it possible for us to invite new people into the IFCC? For example, should we think about, again, well, anyway, I'll finish the sentence and then I'll qualify. Should we think about inviting ASWJ representatives in the constitution process, in the IFCC? But the point is, the question, if the question was asked outside this room, it would be a political question, because people would say, politically, you're making it difficult. But we are a partnership of four different entities, and the minister is back, so I'll just repeat the partnership. The partnership is the IFCC, the Parliamentary Constitution Commission, in French we call it the Force Vive. These are the representatives of the people, in many ways. We have the government, the transitional federal government, a core component of this partnership. We have the experts, the constitutional experts, and we have the representatives, the representatives of the political community, or the political representatives of the international community. And we are bound in this partnership, but it's a closed partnership, because what we are doing together is helping rebuild the structures and the institutions of the state of Somalia. And that's where I think we need in this closed environment to address these questions in order to be able to construct the most realistic constitution for Somalia. And now actually I'll hand over to April, because I think maybe the other dimension of the partnership, there has to be constructive tension. On the political side, we want a constitution today, because if we have a constitution today, then the constitution will not become a political football tomorrow. On the technical side, you need time to write a comprehensive constitution. So there is that tension already. So what's important for us in this partnership is to be able to have these constructive tensions in order to find the balance, the point of most realistic balance between all of these influences. I'll just say one last thing. I think, you know, we may, for me, or for us, I think in this partnership, we may find that the answer to the question is no. And that's actually not a problem. Because the important thing is for us to have collectively thought through the question and then come up with an answer, whatever the answer is. But the question is very important to ask, because we mustn't forget that we are a closed body tasked with a huge responsibility, which is to set up basically the parameters of this new state. Yeah, so that, I think those were the points we wanted to share.